keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis with your 8am Zedlines. New mandatory life sentences for children who commit murder proposed by the LNP would breach the Human Rights Act, according to human rights lawyers with the Queensland Council of Civil Liberties and the Queensland Law Society. The Liberal National Party announced their, quote, adult crime, adult time policy at the party convention on Saturday, which would try children accused of murder as an adult. They have promised to enact the policy if elected in the October elections. Human rights lawyer Susan Harris-Rimmer has claimed this policy would be in violation of the Human Rights Act, as well as the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. This claim has been supported by the Queensland Council of Civil Liberties and the Queensland Law Society. In response to questions regarding the Human Rights Act, opposition leader David Crestafalli stated, quote, if a young person takes someone's life, that life has to count for something. The current age of criminal responsibility in Queensland is 10 years old. The Brisbane Metro will open in October to service a line between the University of Queensland and Eight Mile Plains, and thanks to a new funding agreement between the Queensland Government and the Brisbane City Council. Under the new agreement, the state government will fund 75% of the Brisbane bus network, up from a previous 66% funding agreement. Premier Stephen Miles recognised that funding problems had historically existed between the state government and the council, stating that, quote, this needs to change, a revolution is coming to transport here in the southeast. As part of the agreement, the council will also receive a once-off $75 million payment to support increased demand from the new 50-cent fares. Further metro lines are expected to open from the end of this year. In national news, a curfew in Alice Springs will continue today after the Northern Territory issued a snap three-night public social disorder declaration on Monday for parts of the city from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. The curfew, which applies to both adults and youths, was introduced after a series of violent assaults and violent crimes occurred over the weekend. It comes as NAIDOC Week celebrations kick off in the town, attracting 5,000 visitors from across the country. Police Commissioner Michael Murphy said that while they were aware of the importance of the week for the region, the curfew would assist ensuring the safety of visitors and locals. The federal government has announced funding for 750 new emergency accommodation safe spaces for women and children experiencing family and domestic violence as part of additional funding for the Safe Spaces program. The program, which will now deliver 1,500 emergency accommodation places, provides a capital investment to fund the building, renovation or purchase of emergency accommodation and currently supports over 4,200 women and children a year. In a statement, the Albanese government said that new funding will focus on improving access to safe spaces for First Nations women and children from CALD backgrounds, and women and children with a disability. In international news, Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to negotiate a new agreement with the European Union on trading rules after his party won a landslide election last week. Speaking after talks with leaders of Northern Ireland, Starmer claimed that his government would secure a better deal for the country than the previous Conservative government and that he would work to build trust with the European Union and improve their relationship. Starmer and Labour have ruled out rejoining the EU Single Market or Customs Union, however have claimed it would be possible to remove or reduce some trading barriers with the EU. Since Britain left the EU in 2020, the country has been plagued with economic insecurity and a severe cost of living crisis. In 2021, the UK government's own report found that the Brexit would cost 4% of GDP per annum over the long term, more than double their previous membership fees to the union. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers, light winds, and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.